Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, presenters of the San Francisco Fall Festival and Spring Season. A full schedule of events, including the opening of the new SF Jazz Center and a list of artists, is at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. The Dave Peck Trio. Dave Peck at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass, Joe LaBarbera at the drums, recorded in performance at Dimitrios Jazz Alley in Seattle, playing the song If I Should Lose You. Dave Peck's trio is one of the groups that's playing at the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival. As a matter of fact, they're playing tonight at the Triple Door on a double bill with Luciano Souza Trio. And one to look forward to there. A little later on today's program, in a short while, we're going to be joined by the executive director of Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, to give us a few more ideas about the upcoming, or currently underway, Earshot Jazz Festival. It just started this weekend. I'm Jim Wilkie. This is Jazz Northwest, our regional jazz scene. And we are playing some music by some of the artists appearing in the Earshot Festival on today's program. One is the Seattle bassist John Hamer, who has a new CD out. It's called Him, and he's going to be leading a quintet at the festival. And that'll be coming up a little later in the festival on next Sunday, October 14th. Here's music from the new CD, though, with Todd Del Giudice on alto sax, Jeffrey Keezer on piano, and John Hamer's wonderful sound on double bass. Interesting combination of tunes here. It starts off as Giant Steps and morphs into It Could Happen to You. Thank you. swinging and no drummer either. That trio totally driven by John Hamer on double bass, Todd Dill-Jugisch on alto sax, and Jeffrey Keyser at the piano, a combination of Giant Steps and It Could Happen to You. John Hamer is one of the artists who's going to be appearing at the Earshot Jazz Festival just underway this weekend. Tribute to Clarence Acox and Lorraine Feather singing at Tula's, Danilo Perez, lots of good stuff. We have John Gilbert with us, who's the executive director of Earshot Jazz. Hi, John.
Hi, Jim. How are you? Thanks so much for having me in. It's great to be here.
This evening you have no less than three concerts going on. The festival
runs. This is the way things work out with routing and the out-of-towners and the way that tours are set up. It's sometimes there's a confluence where things will pile up on one particular day.
It's sort of like the 520 bridge. Sometimes it expands and sometimes it contracts and accordions up.
Except cheaper. We have three great things tonight on a Sunday night, and all of them within walking distance of each other. In fact, a couple of them right across the street. We have the great Luciana Sosa back in Seattle playing on a double bill with Dave Peck Trio. And Dave Peck's sophisticated trio with Jeff Johnson and L.A. drummer and Joe LaBarbera. And that's at the Triple Door. And for the adventurers, you fasten your seatbelt and put yourself into a chair at the Seattle Art Museum for a double bill with the Matthew Shipp Trio and Trio X.
Who's that?
Trio X is led by Joe McPhee, the great saxophonist and trumpet player, with Dominic Duval on bass and Jay Rosen. New Yorkers, French New Yorkers in Dominic's case, but Joe McPhee was also a longtime mentor of Seattle bassist Michael Biscio, who coincidentally plays with Matthew Shipp Trio. And so, as is the case and the potential in any jazz festival, we have plans to maybe do double trio. It's a double bill with two trios, but hopefully we'll have all six on stage before the night's over.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And then we have Seattle bassist John Hamer with his quintet. He's got a brand new release out that's fantastic.
He's got a great sound. I love the sound that he plays. Yeah.
It's incredible. It's so mature, and so it's as if he's assimilated the entire history of the instrument and is bringing it forward. It's just wonderful.
And who's with him?
Todd Dill-Jugisch is in the band. He's on the new release, as well as Rich Perry on tenor saxophone. Also Seattle pianist John Hansen and the Bellingham drummer Julian McDonough.
And that'll be at Tula's.
Yeah, Club Scene, a wonderful night of music tonight, and as they say, walking distance.
Something going on in Tula's just about every night through the
just
end of
the just about every
year.
Night. Yeah. We've backed off a little bit. The club has been remodeled, so it continues to be a wonderful jazz venue and asset to the Seattle cultural scene. Right downtown, 2nd Avenue, you know, intimate setting with a great piano and good sound and new ambiance.
Yeah, it really feels good. We're lucky to have it. And the focus that it has had over the years on the resident jazz community.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because one of the nice things about the Earshot Festival, I think, is the way you blend regional resident jazz groups along with the touring groups. Case in point, Luciana Sousa's duo and Dave Peck Trio on the same bill. And sometimes even the groups do have musicians from the Northwest and traveling musicians
right,
in the same
yeah.
group. Yeah,
yeah, and that's some of the also the potential of work that you can do in the context of a jazz festival, especially in an environment like Seattle, where we have such a rich and vibrant jazz community and so broad in scope. So it's a pleasure to do that. We have a lot of really sweet double bills in this year's festival, and we also have a feature of Seattle bassist Evan Flory Barnes, in which he's a featured festival artist. We have him in five or six different concerts in different contexts through the festival this year.
Yeah, he's the poster boy this year for sure, in more ways than one.
Yeah, he's so wonderful, and you know, the Seattle jazz scene is so great that it is multifaceted, and there are many cities that don't enjoy such vitality in a jazz scene. And so I mean, part of the great aspect of Evan's work is his obvious joy with the music and his ability to sink into the groove of the thing. But he's also able to, and we're kind of celebrating that in the programming that we're doing this year, to go into different camps in the jazz scene here, the kind of straight ahead camp and the out camp and the funk camp and just some almost folk music kind of things. and to exist brilliantly in all of those areas. So we're really showcasing his breadth and having him in a lot of different things on the festival, including on Thursday night this week, two duos, one of which is duos on acoustic bass with Jeff Johnson, the Seattle bass treasure, and that's at the Chapel Performance Space, so that'll be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say about Evan Floribarnes, he's a great conceptualist, too. I mean, he conceives of new ways of putting things together that makes for interesting programming.
We commissioned a large piece from him in 2008, 2009 that was included 40 musicians and 10 break dancers, hip-hop dancers, and yeah, he is a conceptualist, and the music is always great.
Also, another double bill you have coming up on Wednesday at Nordstrom Recital Hall with Vijay Iyer and Kong Vu. This is an interesting push out toward the edges, the forward edges of jazz.
You know, it's with jazz, it's the evolution and revolution, Jim. Mm-hmm. You know, the wheel is always turning, the clock is always ticking. There's some of us who want things to happen faster, and some people who don't want things to change at all. Vijay Iyer is a piano player we've had on the festival for like 12 or 14 years and is now just gaining really wider recognition. He won 5 categories in the new Downbeat Critics Poll this year, the first time any artist in 60 years of Downbeat magazine has ever won 5 of the top categories, best record, best group, best this, best piano. So Vijay's trio is in. That includes Marcus Gilmore, who is the grandson of Roy Haynes, the great jazz drummer, and Stefan Crump on bass. And that's on a double bill with Kung Vu, who's in Seattle now teaching at the University of Washington in the jazz department there. But a new trio that includes Eric Rivas, the New York bassist, who tours a lot with Branford Marsalis and the quartet. So he'll be a new spark plug in the Kung Vu trio. And that's on a double bill right at Nordstrom Recital Hall on Wednesday night.
It's a second visit to Nordstrom Recital Hall for Kung Vu. He just played with the University of Washington faculty jazz group, which was an interesting program, too. John Gilberth is our guest today on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We're talking about the Earshot Jazz Festival just underway this weekend and continuing through November 4th. And we'll be back with some more from John here in just a moment. Let's listen to some music next, though. Here is a darling of the Downbeat critics this year, Vijay Iyer, the pianist, who is heard here with a trio including Stefan Crump on bass in this case, Marcus Gilborn is the drummer. And this is a tune from his latest album called Accelerando, Vijay Iyer at the piano, the star of a story. Vijay Iyer Trio. Vijay Iyer at the piano with Stefan Crump on bass and Marcus Gilmore on drums, and a tune titled The Star of a Story from Vijay Iyer's most recent CD, Accelerando, one of the artists who's appearing at the Earshot Jazz Festival, and our guest today on Jazz Northwest, John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot Jazz. Let's talk about another resident musician who I think is really great to have on the program, and that's a musician who's now making his home in Portland, but he had a New York reputation before that, George Colligan, and he's leading an organ trio.
Absolutely. He's a highly capable keyboard player. I saw him just recently in the Netherlands. He's touring internationally with Jack DeJohnette, Jack DeJohnette's new group with George Colligan on piano and David Fusinski and Jerome Harris and others. But yeah, George is coming in with an organ trio setting, funky, and bringing in the Portland guitarist Dan Ballmer, who's great always player. A treat to have around, and then teaming up with Seattle drummer John Bishop.
Let's also talk about the Bush Orchestra. I think this is an interesting project of Samantha Boschnick, the trumpet player and composer. She's another interesting conceptualist, too, I think.
And she absolutely is and has been so busy really emerging as a wonderful composer in really kind of a broad spectrum of musical styles, but putting it together, in this case, under the greater heading of the Bush Orchestra, which is a takeoff on her name, Sam Boschnick, but also there's a New York ensemble that celebrates the music of the Icelandic vocalist Björk called the Björkestra. So it's like a triple entendre there from Samantha Boschnick. Yeah, that'll be great. And that'll be actually conducted by Joshua Cole as well, who's done some great large ensemble work. And it includes many, many, many of Seattle's great young emerging artists. And as you know, Jim, looking around, as you and I have been getting older, a lot of great young players have been coming into the scene here. And a lot of them working on projects at the Royal Room down in Columbia City, Wayne Horvitz's new club.
That's provided a new dimension to the jazz scene around here.
And
for sure.
a welcome one. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm.
You know, I just learned that the pianist Sumi Tonoka has recently moved to our area. I didn't know that she was living here, but I guess she's been here since this summer.
Right.
And you have a solo spot for her. She's got a wonderful two-disc solo concert recording that is out that we've been playing on Jazz After Hours. But you might say a bit about her. She's coming up in a couple of weeks toward the end of the festival.
Right. Well, that'll be a solo piano concert in the acoustic treasure of the Chapel Performance Space up at the Good Shepherd Center in Wallingford on Sunnyside Avenue, just off 50th.
Great place for solo piano.
It's absolutely a great place for a solo acoustic work and a number of instruments. But yeah, Sumi Tonoka, one of the first jazz festivals that I was involved with here for Earshot, maybe 18 or 17 or 16 years ago, kind of blur together. But we did a project with Sumi Tonoka, and also I believe that was that Taiko Jazz Trio with Kenny Endo, the Taiko drummer, and Rufus Reed on bass. And Sumi, the music is always great. Her playing is so gorgeous, you know, big, round, warm tones, wonderful compositions, beautiful attack on the instrument.
Great touch, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another welcome aspect to our scene. And also, in the tradition, to have Munda Lowe playing here is, I think, absolutely wonderful. Here's a guy who played with Lester Young and Bird and various other people, Munda Lowe, and he's going to be playing here first part of November, going to be playing at Tula's.
Two nights at Tula's, with again, matched up with two Seattle rhythm players, and that'll be wonderful. There's two guitars out in front, and when we selected the Seattle rhythm players to play with them, both of them are also guitar players. It's Milo Peterson and
Chuck Kistler.
Thank you very much. And both of them play guitar, so it'll be a guitar, you know, sensitivity night. Yeah, it's one of those artists, you hate to say it, and I don't mean to be crass, but I know you had the same thought. Now, is he still living? I mean, you see the name. And we were talking about him just this last summer at the Bellevue Jazz Festival backstage at one of the concerts. Somebody was talking about Mundell Lowe, and And I said, yeah, we've got him coming on the jazz festival this fall. He's about 90 years old, still playing guitar, a lot of it, and it'll be a wonderful night of music.
Well, that's just kind of a brief sampling of the variety of talent that we have. Any special people that you'd like to mention that are not going to be recognizable names, but you want to pull people's sleeve on here?
Right. I'm really looking forward to a couple of these double bills. The bassist Buster Williams, who has been through Seattle countless times as a sideman, but is a wonderful band leader in a band with Patrice Rushen. He's coming through on a double bill with Mark Seals, Seattle pianist, playing behind Ernie Watts, the great.
And they made a record together.
They have,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, wonderful CD, yeah.
So that's on Saturday next weekend, October 20. The next night, also at Seattle Art Museum downtown, a sweet double bill with Lionel Leweke Trio. Lionel, the guitarist from Benin in West Africa, has been playing with Herbie Hancock for a number of years and some other players. And that's on a double bill with a duo of Cuban players who have a new release out in the recent months. It's also a very sweet release. So that'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Both of those concerts, Saturday and Sunday, the 20th and 21st, in the auditorium at Seattle Art Museum, which is really a nice room for
jazz. It's a beautiful theater. Yeah. The sound is wonderful. The production there is great. It's very comfortable. I realize this is a lot of information for listeners, even if someone says, I can see them jotting on a little scratch pad and going over to flip it over and writing in the margins. But complete information at earshot.org or earshotjazz.org. And, there's phone numbers to call. And if anybody wants to get paper on it, we're happy to send things out. But check your local listings. There's a lot of concerts around the city going through November 4, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me in.
Good talking with you, John. Always.
Thank you, Jim.
Good luck with the rest of the festival. We're looking forward to catching as many concerts as we can.
We'll see you out there.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
that's the venerable Mundell Lowe, who we were talking about a few minutes ago. Mundell Lowe, the guitarist, 90 years old. We heard him here with Jim Ferguson on bass, doing an original tune by Mundell Lowe, Big Star, Little Star, from the album Haunted Heart. Mundell Lowe is playing at Tula's on November 1st and 2nd as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. And our thanks once again to John Gilbreth for telling us a bit about the festival. And for full information, check out the Earshot website. Among other visiting talent, Gregoire Marais, the harmonica player, Bobby Previtt, Annette Cohen, J.D. Ellen, Chris Lightcap, Branford Marsalis will be playing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Robert Glasper, the keyboardist and conceptualist, again, through November 4th, various locations. For more information, earshot.org or call 206-547-6763 for a brochure. Incidentally, the poster boy we mentioned, Evan Flory Barnes, his concert at Seattle Art Museum last Thursday, we recorded. It'll air on Jazz Northwest next Sunday here on this program. So hope you can be with us for that. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here this afternoon. Something going on at Tula's. The Jazz Police Big Band is playing their regular monthly event, but also a special occasion in that they're also going to be celebrating Bud Young's 90th birthday. That's at Tula's this afternoon. You may remember Bud Young's Bud's Jazz Records down in Pioneer Square, and Jim Rasmussen was his partner there in the later years. And so it's only fitting that Rasmussen and the Jazz Police Big Band should be hosting this tribute to Bud Young this afternoon at Tula's, celebrating Bud's 90th birthday last week. He's as old as Mundell Lowe. Also tonight, Scrape at the Royal Room and Luciano Souza Duo and Dave Peck Trio playing at the Triple Door. Just some of the many events going on around the area this week. Hope you can get out and enjoy some of this great Earshot Festival programming. Here's something else that's on the Earshot Jazz Festival, and this is a combination of touring and local musicians, resident musicians. This is New Stories, which was a group that was led by Mark Seals, who was a cooperative group with Doug Miller on bass and John Bishop on drums. Mark Seals is going to be leading a trio backing the great tenor saxophonist out of L.A., Ernie Watts, in a program coming up in the Earshot Jazz Festival at the Seattle Art Museum on Saturday, October 20th at the Art Museum Auditorium, on the same bill with the Buster Williams Quartet, so that'll be quite a concert. This is New Stories from the album Speaking Out, and Ernie Watts on tenor sax, and a tune written by Doug Miller. Seems appropriate around this Halloween time of year. It's called Apparitions. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Tom Varner Quartet, recorded in performance at Egan's in Ballard, with Tom Varner on French horn, Eric Barber on tenor sax, Phil Sparks bass, and Byron Van Noy on drums, playing Monk's Dream by Thelonious Monk. This quartet is going to be at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College on October 25th with the New York-based group Tamarindo, with Tony Malaby, William Parker, and Mark Ferber in that group, and that's October 25th at Cornish College of the Arts, part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. Before that, we were listening to Ernie Watts on tenor sax with New Stories, Mark Seals at the piano, with Doug Miller bass and John Bishop on drums, and a tune by Doug Miller called Apparitions. Ernie Watts and Mark Seals are going to be teaming up again during the Earshot Jazz Festival on a program with the Buster Williams Quartet on October 20th at the Seattle Art Museum's auditorium. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest and this preview of the Earshot Jazz Festival. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time with music with Evan Florey Barnes from the Seattle Art Museum. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.